Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now there are reports surfacing that running back Duke Johnson, the Browns are fielding offers for him after they acquired Kareem Hunt and all these other weapons. So we've talked about Duke Johnson and possibly coming in here with the Houston Texans. Last season, he would have been the second leading receiver on the Texans team, more catches than Demaryius Thomas. I think that Brian Gaines should be on the phone for Duke Johnson and trying to bring him in to put him in that committee with Deontay Foreman and Lamar Miller. I think he would fit in perfectly for what they want to do.
How do you feel about Isaiah Crowell? Because the Jets have released him because of Le'Veon Bell, obviously. He had a 3-year deal last season, and $2 million of his salary is going to be guaranteed if he was on the roster tomorrow. So that's no longer guaranteed. So he's released. So does this fit my theory on Moneyball and Brian Gaines? It might.
It could, but I think that Isaiah Crowell is a little bit too similar to what they want Deontay Foreman to do. So I think Duke Johnson brings another element, another guy coming out of the backfield. Gerard Johnson, former NFL, Texas A&M quarterback, current quarterback coach, joins the show right now. How do you feel about the possibility of acquiring Duke Johnson from Cleveland?
I like Duke Johnson. I think you need more. You need speed and you need versatility. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you need from the Texans, and I've said it on here before a couple times. The Texans have their system. We're just talking about system, whatever. But I think they need to create a package that presents problems.
Right.
So if that's two running backs, two interchangeable running backs, mm-hmm. with Lamar Miller and Duke Johnson, and then you go three receivers, to where you go Hopkins,
you got options,
QT, and Fuller, and that's your kind of your speed threat package, and throw it to your running backs and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like, you have to figure out the thing that your best way to stress defenses. And so if they're going to go the running back route, I think they need someone who's viable in the pass game to kind of offset the guys they already have.
Gerard Johnson, what do you think about the moves that the Browns have made? I mean, the trade for Odell Beckham Jr., bringing in Kareem Hunt, trading for Olivier Vernon. Yesterday, a popular topic on the show, you heard Paul Gallant talk about it. He's going to be on the triple threat today. A lot of people, including myself and John Lopez, think the Texans are chasing the Cleveland Browns right now, and you can put the Browns ahead of the Cleveland the Browns ahead of the Houston Texans in the pecking order in the AFC.
Yeah, I think the Browns did it. You know, like, they did it in the sense of, like, this is when the only optimism you have when you tank and you're really, really bad is that this happens. You get a bunch of first round picks, you get a bunch of top early draft picks, they all hit, and then you also have, you just keep loading picks, and then you have enough money to go get guys in free agency. Because my biggest thing is it wasn't like they overreached or did it. It's still comfortably in their budget. Like, they didn't do anything crazy to make this happen. This is that they took a 40-footer and they hit, you know what I'm saying? And you just hope that your team is kind of the smarter than the average bear kind of group. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my hat's off to John Dorsey. You know, he had a lot of money and a lot of picks, and he picked right. And he understood system fit. And, you know, talk to some guys who played for the Browns, and everybody's talking about their coaches and experience. It's a guy that guys want to play for.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so like I said, I do think talent-wise, the Browns, on paper, they look like they're ahead of the Texans from how explosive they are, the potential mm-hmm. of what they could be. And so, I mean, hats off to them, you know. And, I do think they've put themselves in a top 10 talent in the NFL situation.
All right, I think all of us agree on this, that they're, you know, they vaulted the Texans. Now, they still have to get it done on the field. But I heard, you know, I heard somebody talking yesterday about, you still don't know about Baker Mayfield. Well, I mean, how did you feel about Deshaun Watson after six games? You know what I mean?
Like, it's just so funny because quarterback, that's why people get hired and fired all the time with quarterback position.
But what I'm saying, he's had a whole year and a very good year.
What I'm saying, you just don't know. It's a year-to-year thing. Mm-hmm. But I guess what I'm getting, give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's going to be guys worse than Baker. Mm-hmm. And with the guys around him, you can be an average quarterback and have decent amount of success with the guys they have around him now.
And if you were excited about Deshaun Watson after six games and an ACL tear, you can't then kind of hike your leg on a guy who threw the most touchdown passes ever, like, for a rookie in the NFL that lasted a whole season.
He's a viable NFL starting quarterback. Yeah. He is a guy you have a fighter's chance to win a game with Baker Mayfield playing quarterback. So you surround him with dudes, and I like to give him the benefit of the doubt. Doesn't mean he's going to happen, but you should not be down on him. No, he's done too much for you to be negative on
Baker Mayfield. Let me ask you this, Gerard. If I gave you the chance right now, you can have Baker Mayfield or Deshaun Watson. Who are you taking?
Deshaun Watson.
No hesitation
whatsoever. I do think Baker needs more around him to be good. So you put more around. I think Deshaun can get the Texans to the playoffs, missing some guys with his legs and his moxie and all the other things. I think Baker needs more around him. But just like at Oklahoma, he now has a loaded deck. The same way he had Oklahoma, you give him guys, his leadership, and he'll just do the things he needs to do to get
him
there.
And he's got that Deshaun Watson, people gravitate to him factor.
Yes.
You know, he's just a guy that
I think Deshaun has more ability to put a cape on and carry a team.
Yeah.
I think Baker is just intensely to where he's intensely can lead the chart. Like,
yeah,
really, really efficient. Like, he was a surgeon when he was at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And there's the efficiency level of knowing the players and knowing what and when and whatever. But like, if you just take Baker and he doesn't have speed, if he doesn't have Jarvis Landry, doesn't have Ajoku, doesn't have those guys.
Right.
Like, I think he can be, not limited, but, like, there's a cap on what he can do.
Can't that be kind of a disadvantage, though, with Deshaun Watson being able to do so much and that it makes the front office kind of take him for granted, you think? Like, where they think, well, this guy's going to get us here. We have a 9-win floor with Deshaun Watson. So, you know, we really don't have to invest in offensive linemen. We don't have to invest in running backs. Can you take that for granted? I'll give the example of Andrew Luck early on with the Colts.
Yeah, bingo. That's a great example. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where what Deshaun, he's so great that, you know, I'm not going to say you don't need, because I think people always get you need guys around him.
Right.
But it's one of those things that he can mask so many issues that you may not see a fire that you have because Deshaun is making up for it. Like when you're in your team goggles, self-assessment. Well, you know, we didn't give up that many. They gave us some sacks, but
yeah,
another stat, you know what I'm saying? Like our rushing game isn't that bad or our, well, yeah, because Deshaun made three guys miss in this or whatever.
Sure.
Or, you know what I'm saying, like...
Well, the stat that I used, I guess, last week is that the Texans' running game is kind of a little bit of an illusion because you take, you know, they ranked eighth, I believe, in rushing.
Eighth in the league, yes.
But take away Deshaun's yards rushing, and they're 31st.
Bingo.
So that's what you're
things
talking
like,
about.
Things
yeah.
like that, like Andrew Luck is like, well, you know, maybe he didn't get sacked. I mean, like, I know, it, I'm just keep using that stat, but like maybe he didn't get sacked as much as we thought, but like, whoa, but he had got hit.
Yeah.
10 times more than anybody else. You didn't give up sacks, but he was getting this block knocked off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those types of things I do when you get a great player sometimes you can take away from other things. Mm-hmm.
QB guru Gerard Johnson in the building right here on In the Loop. What about Nick Foles to Jacksonville? A 4-year deal for Nick Foles. They replaced Blake Bortles. They actually released Blake Bortles, so he's on the market. What do you think about Nick Foles as a fit out there?
I think it's a good fit. I think Jacksonville's still going to err on their defense. You got a veteran quarterback who makes big plays. Nick Foles is a downfield thrower. Nick Foles is a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a shotgun.
Yeah.
So it is downfield and distance. So it is run the ball, and he's not going to miss when he throws at 60. Like as longer quarterbacks, just kind of you get your Kyler Murray, your Baker Mayfields, they tend to be more efficient. Ball comes out of the sip.
Yeah.
Quick game slant, whatever. Nick Foles is push that thing down the field. So if you're a defensive team, ride your defense, run the ball, and throw it over their head.
So you need a burner.
Yeah.
And so the Jaguars need to be in the market for more receivers, or at least a receiver.
Yeah, and that means he can't do the other things, but like, that's what Nick.
That's his strength.
He gets chunk plays.
What do you think about him just in general as a quarterback?
I think he's a viable NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think nowadays the days of Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers leading to the Super Bowl, I just think it's falling by the wayside. I think defenses are getting too good to take a quarterback, drop him back 50 times, and say, win it all by yourself.
Yeah.
So you need a viable NFL quarterback that can make enough plays when you need him to and hope they get hot. I think Nick Foles gives him the opportunity to make the plays that are there, give a little bit extra to make a couple extra plays with that. It's coupled with the defense. So I think Nick Foles, like I said, I just don't think that's the recipe for success anymore in the NFL is – toss my quarterback the ball, going to drop back 60 times, and Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, go be perfect every play. I think you need Nick to make big plays at the right time, very similar to Flacco when the Ravens won their Super Bowl.
You mentioned Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Nick Foles. What do those three guys have in common?
All from Texas.
Exactly.
7-on-7, baby.
Shout out to Texas quarterbacks. Gerard Johnson, also from Texas as well. Coming up next, yesterday on the Triple Threat, Clint Hot Fudge Sterner said that there's a system issue here in Houston. We'll ask Gerard if he agrees next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.